Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sech des Wach, im Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Shechar is a Mikdash, and if someone shechts, or carbon, his kavana is lechal shalil. Shalil is an unborn baby in the mother. Oy shilya, or like the bag that the baby comes in. It's like a skin that surrounds the baby. When he's thinking to eat this outside the right place, or after the time that you're allowed to eat the carbon, loy pigel, he doesn't make it pigel, doesn't become pasul, and that's because this is usually not eaten by people. It's not part of the carbon. Vayter, says the Mishnah, hamoylek toirin bifnim. Now, bird carbonites are not shechted the way animal carbonites are shechted, or the way regular meat is shechted, whether meat or birds. Bird carbonites is shechted through a process called melika. The kohen uses his thumbnail to cut the bird's neck from the back. So hamoylek toirin bifnim, this person did melika on a turtle dove carbon inside the azara, with the intent lechel beitzayin b'chutz, to eat their eggs, meaning the unlaid eggs that are found inside the bird, outside of the chatzar, or past the time that you can eat this carbon loy pigel. That doesn't make the birds pigel, because the eggs are not considered part of the carbon. Vayter, zok the Mishnah, chalav hamikdashin, milk that's still in the carbon. In other words, the carbon is shechted, and there's still milk in the yadar, the part of the stomach that has the milk. Ubeye tyrin, or the eggs of the turtle dove carbonis, that are still inside when malika was done. Ein chayovin lem, there's no chiyiv, mishum av pigel naisavitame. Pigel, again, is if you have a mind to eat it after this man. Nicer is the issur to leave it over past the deadline, and tummy and a tummy a person eating it. Reason being, these are considered separate and not mamish part of the carbon, says the Batanur. So really, the Mishnah itself did the chazara, some of Shecht's hegdish, thinking to eat either the unborn fetus found in the animal, or like the sack that surrounds it, it's not pigel. Does malika on a bird with the kavana to eat the eggs outside, it's not considered pigel. Milk found in the udder, as well as the eggs of the turtle doves that are found inside after the malika, are not considered part of the carbon, and there's no chiyev, not for pigel, not for nicer, not for eating it, and one is tamei. Now, there are no extra words in the Mishnah. Some point out, when it comes to the shlil, or the shilya, the Mishnah says loy pigel. That's it. When it comes to the chalaf and mikdashin and the bei tayrin, the Mishnah says, ein chayav malei mishim pigel nois of the tamei. So there must be a difference between the fetus and the sac around the fetus, as opposed to the eggs or the milk. So some say like this. Let's say someone shechts this carbon, thinking he's going to eat the meat, the actual meat, after the time. Afterwards, he eats the unborn fetus or the sac around it. He would be chayav karas, because be'etzem it is part of the carbon. That's how some learn. And that's based on the shita, not everyone holds this way, that uber yerechimer, the unborn child, is mamish like the mother itself. So it's true. If he thinks only he's going to eat just from the shlil, that doesn't make it pigel. But if he thinks on the meat, he's going to eat from the meat after this man. Later, he's chayiv even for eating the fetus. Masha'enkein, the bayim, some say, and the chal, there is no shaychas to the carbon. So even when he shechted, he said he's going to eat the meat after this man, and then he turns around and eats the bayim, he's not chayiv, because that's not connected to the carbon. But that possibly, according to some shitas, would be the difference.